Welcome to the Leadership Library. I'm your host, Rocky Romanella. Hey, got a lot of feedback on the first podcast of this season, my lunch date. My favorite response back to that was when someone sent me an email and basically said, I see what you did there. That was actually Washington's birthday. Now, I didn't do it because it was Washington's birthday, but it is true, Washington's birthday. And that was the day we launched. So, yes, and that is the person I like to go to lunch with. But many, many responses we got back, and some very interesting people, some present-day people, certainly some people who have passed. Napoleon is a movie that's playing. I did have some people respond to the fact that they wouldn't mind seeing Napoleon based on what they saw in the movie. So thank you very much. More importantly, thank you very much for your feedback. And certainly I'd love for you to have that opportunity to have that conversation with someone you really want to have lunch with. So let's move on to today's topic. Today's topic is why values are a great motivator. You know, values are those individual beliefs that motivate us as people and motivate an organization based on what the culture is of that organization and what the values are of that organization. A lot of times you'll hear in sports, for example, that one of the first things that a new coach is trying to do is build the culture in the organization, which really is another word for saying, what are our values of an organization? What are the things that we stand for? What are the things that we won't compromise? And what are the things that we won't change? Could be in your, for example, your practice routine. As you know, I got a chance to speak with Coach Wooden some years ago, 2000 to be exactly. So it's been some many years ago, I guess, now that I think about it. But he talked a lot about the fact that he ran short practices, but they were intense and they had a purpose. I was talking to my son, Andrew, about this. Coach Romo, as you know, of the Sentinels, they're the Cyclones, and Centenary College, I should say. And, you know, he talks a lot about an organized, structured, you know, practice is so important. So every coach, and we're coaches as leaders, need to have that kind of value system. And in that value system, it translates into almost everything you do, from the way you practice, from the way, you know, you wear your uniform, from the way you talk to each other, the way you treat each other, and the way the organization, you know, goes to market, and the way they treat their customers in a business sense, the way you treat each other. So I think the values are so important. They become a great motivator because then you become excited and you buy into what's going on inside that organization. I also think values help us to make those tough decisions, to accept responsibility, hold ourselves personally accountable. You know, no one should be more upset with my results than I should be, right? I'm more upset when I fail than those people that I work for. And that's, as we talked about in the past, true empowerment. But when you have that value system where you have that belief system and you're all tied into it and you believe in the organization and the organization believes in you, and that's one of the reasons why you stay through difficult times, because your values match up with the organization's values. And so therefore, you're in a place where you think you belong. That can be an excellent motivator because you feel you belong. I think, you know, having a value system and a value as a great motivator, it helps you not to stop at the first right answer. You want to press through. You want to kind of look past that first right answer and see, are there other things that we could see? Can we look at things from a wider consequence? Could we maybe find something that could be a problem down the road because now we didn't stop at that first right answer? And I think finally, it gives us a vision. When you have great value system and you have values as a person and it matches the values of an organization, it motivates you to have a vision, to seek ways to transfer what you want to do into action in a logical, in an ethical, in a moral way, in a way that shows value. People with values, that becomes their compass and they don't get lost, right? That's their North Star. Where they want to go. So I think it's so important. And to me, I think a great value system, both you personally and an organization, becomes a great motivator because it motivates you to feel like you belong, to feel like you're part of this organization. Until we meet again, thanks. Keep your emails coming in. Keep your responses coming in. Keep your questions coming in. Once again, thank you. And I hope you have an opportunity, if not today, but sometime in the future, to answer that question. Who would you like to have lunch with?